Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, DA, I'm thirsty, man. Could you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, DA, what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
DA, what's the silly? Oh, permission to get in that mothership.
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, DA? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My coworker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
And we come to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios, National Mortgage Lender. Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Coming up this hour on the show, who's the best NBA prospect left after DeAndre Ayton exits stage left with the four-seeded Arizona Wildcats getting hammered by the 13-seeded Buffalo Bulls. Not the Bills, the Bulls. We'll talk about that coming up in about 17 minutes from now. Also, your best audio of the day in soundcheck, including Sean McDonough opening up about being removed from Monday Night Football. That comes your way in about 35 minutes from now. Check it out. It's a Target Demo Friday, everybody. So I want to hear what you're doing as you listen to the show.
They were nuts.
We want to know what you're doing as you listen, where you're at, how you're listening. So send that to us on Twitter, DA on CBS. Send that to us on Facebook, facebook.com/TheDAShow. Target Demo Friday.
I'm not on Twitter or Facebook right now.
I want to also talk about today's games. Because 1 through 16, another day of madness. Yesterday was a good day. Yesterday we had some upsets, some buzzer beaters, some thrillers. For Arizona to get punked the way that they did said everything about the Pac-12. Arizona State, UCLA, bounced in the first four. Yesterday, Arizona bounced in the round of 64. Do you realize, by the way, guys, first time ever that a power conference did not make it to the round of 32. The first time ever that a power basketball conference didn't win a game in the NCAA tournament. And if I'm not mistaken, upstate New York did all the damage to the Pac-12. Syracuse takes out Arizona State. St. Bonaventure takes out UCLA. Buffalo takes out Arizona. Upstate, Western New York, and Central New York coming to play. The Pac-12 should be humiliated, should be embarrassed, should do the walk of shame from Boise back to Tucson. Because that was a humiliation. Buffalo didn't only win, they handed the Wildcats their lunch. Can I have the final call again, guys, of Arizona getting punked last night by Buffalo? This is a 13 seed winning by 21 points. A 13 seed not only winning, but dismantling a squad that had one of the top draft picked in the NBA draft.
Tomorrow morning, for the first time in NCAA tournament history, all of America will be talking about the Buffalo Bulls, their first ever NCAA tournament win, 89-68, in a mammoth upset against Arizona.
Jason Benetti, Dan Dickow, the Westwood One NCAA Radio Network. Nate Oates, head coach Buffalo, said, quote, "Their guards have never seen pressure like our guards can do." That says it all about the Pac-12. That a team, a 13 seed from the MAC, put pressure on them that they simply never see. The Pac-12 had a disastrous college basketball season. Not to mention now the FBI probe peering in to USC and to Arizona, among others. Today's 16 games ranked from 16 to number one. Here's what you need to watch. At the bottom, number 16 is the number one versus the number 16. UVA taking on UMBC, the number one overall seed. Virginia should have no trouble against UMBC. Your number 15 game to watch today, another 1-16 matchup. Xavier, the one seed against Texas Southern. There is some question about whether Xavier was the fourth best team in the country. I don't think they are, but they were probably deserving of the number one seed. However, Xavier did not perform well against Villanova this year in the Big East regular season or tournament. I'd like to see if Xavier comes out and really pounds Texas Southern, or if they have a little bit of trouble like Kansas did yesterday. Number 14 is a 2-15 matchup. North Carolina against Lipscomb. UNC is going to be too big, too fast, push the pace too much. Unless they completely overlook Lipscomb, they should win this game by 25 points. Number 13 is a 7-10 matchup, Texas A&M against Providence. Let's see if the Friars and Ed Cooley can keep this thing going. They had a nice run in the Big East tournament. His pants split. Will Coach Cooley have his pants together? Double stitch him, bud, in this matchup. Number 12 is an 8-9 matchup. Number 8, Creighton's Blue Jays against K-State. The Wildcats played in one of the best conferences, maybe the best conference top to bottom of the Big 12. But Creighton, I think, is very dangerous there. I've got the Blue Jays moving on to the 8-9 matchup. Number 11, a 7-10 matchup. Nevada against Texas, the 7-seeded Wolfpack, have a lot of looks of a mid-major that can do damage, but they're dealing with injuries right now and did not end the season well. Watch Mo Bamba. He is the big man for Texas. He'll be one and done. He'll go to the NCAA or he'll go to the NBA draft after the NCAA tournament. And by the way, his brother gave us one of the great quotes ever here in DA show history.
I'm a little wet, a little drippy.
His brother was the guy that did the video at the pool talking about all the sliminess that happened around Mo Bamba's recruitment. Little wet, little drippy. Number 10, another 7-10 matchup, Arkansas against Butler. Watch out for the Bulldogs. They've got a little March magic in them. We know that from previous runs. Now doing it with a brand new head coach after Chris Holtman left for Ohio State. Number 9, a 2-15 matchup, Purdue, Cal State Fullerton. I know nobody thinks Purdue can lose this game, but that's exactly why I think this could be interesting. Purdue loves to shoot the three-pointer and does it really well. If the shots don't fall, he could get a little tight. Watch this game. Number 8, Wichita State against Marshall. This could be the deepest team Greg Marshall has had at Wichita State. They've got good point guard play yet again, but I think that maybe, just maybe, Marshall can give them a bit of a game today. I like Wichita State all the way to the Final Four. My bracket will be busted if they lose today. I think that could be a good game. Number 7, TCU against Syracuse. We know that SU was on the bubble. I didn't think they would get in. Now they get a shot against Jamie Dixon, who has been a bugaboo for Jim Boeheim. When he was at Pitt, Boeheim could never beat the Panthers and Jamie Dixon. Can he do it again today in the 6-11 matchup? Very interesting. Number 6 is a 5-12. Everybody loves New Mexico State potentially pulling the 5-12 upset against Clemson. I think the Tigers win, but certainly New Mexico State is live. Number 5, Auburn-Charleston. I think Charleston's very live for the upset in this 4-13. We just saw a 4-13 upset by Arizona. Buffalo taking out the Wildcats. Could we see another one? Number 4, Michigan State against Bucknell. I know nobody thinks that Miles Bridges and the Spartans could possibly lose this game. Again, Bucknell, Patriot League. Might get a little hot. Michigan State losing a couple of years ago in that 2-15 matchup against Middle Tennessee. That sunk brackets. I saw heavy legs by the Spartans of the Big Ten tournament. I wonder if that carries over today. Watch this. Number three, a 5-12 upset. I got Murray State over West Virginia. I think the Racers pull the upset, so watch it. Number two, a 2-15 Cincinnati, Georgia State. With Andrew Catalan join us yesterday on the show. He's calling this game in Nashville. He also had that Georgia State upset a couple of years ago where Ron Hunter fell off the stool when he had the torn Achilles. Cincinnati, maybe a little bit of a shaky two seed. Watch that. That could be dramatic. And the best watch today is Missouri against Florida State, because even though this is an 8-9 matchup, Mizzou has a top player going into the NBA draft coming back after injury, Michael Porter Jr. Watch him for your NBA scouting. Also, if Michael Porter has a huge game, it means Mizzou is the most dangerous 8 seed in recent memory in the NCAA tournament, because what 8 seed gets a top 3 pick of the NBA draft back for the tournament, and they didn't have him the entire season. 1 through 16, that's your must-watches today in the NCAA tournament. Let's go to the phones, and the toll-free line is 855-212-4227. Brought to you by Geico. Everybody, there's a quick way you could save money. Switching to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance too? Get it all. Geico.com. Josh is in Pennsylvania, listening to 96.7 to CBS Sports Radio. Good morning, Josh.
Morning. How's it going?
Good, buddy. How you doing?
Doing pretty good.
Good, man. What's going on?
I just wanted to talk about Buffalo. Last night, I think they did a heck of a job and really proved themselves, and they could be an upset for Kentucky. But after the game, Aiden and Traer said they were going to go to the NBA draft. I think that was disrespectful. Right after a loss to Arizona fans, the coaches, the teammates, and I think that was just wrong.
Look, DeAndre Ayton, Alonzo Trier, and the rest of that team look like they quit in the final 6 minutes. Once they were down by double digits, they flat out quit. And maybe it was fatigue from the FBI probes questioning. Maybe it was Trier's drug positive test. Maybe it was the DeAndre Ayton story. Maybe they just simply were tired and winded and limping to the finish line, which is why I didn't pick them past the opening weekend. I thought they were going to win that game. I had them losing to Kentucky. I did not think Arizona had a deep run in them. Others disagreed, and now that looks foolish. They quit at the end of that game. They didn't want to be there once they got down. And it says something about Sean Miller, and it says something about that roster and that team and all the distractions maybe that loaded up on them throughout the season and just came to a crashing halt yesterday. But by the end of that game, they were tossing up awful shots, bad possessions, and got beat by 21 by a 13 seed. I've had to look this up, but my guess is that's the biggest margin of victory a 13 seed has ever had in the first round. In terms of a 4-13 upset, we've seen those before, but we never see the 13 seed win by 20. Never. 855-212-4CBS, the phone number. 855-212-4227. Twitter, DA on CBS. Now that DeAndre Ayton has exited the NCAA tournament, who is the best NBA prospect left? I'll tell you coming up next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Make the right game plan for you. Farmers Insurance has practical insurance knowledge gained from more than 89 years of experience. Find an agent at farmers.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Take us with you on the go. Listen to us on your phone. You can either download episodes of the show on demand from iTunes or listen to us on the CBS Sports app, the TuneIn app, or the radio.com app, as well as Apple Music. This game preview brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. NCAA March Madness is filled with surprising Cinderella stories, so best to go with the sure thing. B-Dubs, the official hangout for March Madness, where you won't miss a moment. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. FSU, Missouri. That's coming up tonight. 8-9 matchup at about 10 p.m. Eastern time. Nashville, Missouri, without the services of its second leading scorer, forward Jordan Barnett, suspended for the NCAA tournament opener after arrest on suspicion of DWI Saturday morning. Not good. All eyes on Michael Porter Jr., their freshman forward, didn't play for the entire season, could be a top five pick in the NBA lottery coming up. Porter returned just in time to play a little bit in the SEC tournament for a game, scoring 12 points and 8 rebounds in limited action against Georgia. He is certainly one of the best NBA prospects still available in the NCAA tournament to watch if you're into that type of thing. Uh-huh.
How many beers ago? Probably 1,000.
Maybe you just like to enjoy an ice-cold bevy and watch a little madness. But watch Michael Porter Jr. playing for Missouri. But he's not the best NBA prospect. Kevin Knox playing for Kentucky is a good one. They move on after the tight win yesterday over Davidson. They'll move on to play Buffalo. Hey, you knock out the 13th seed, and suddenly John Calipari finds himself right back in the Sweet 16, where he might play UVA. And Tony Bennett's team has had some early exits. Could this be Kentucky bracket busting this year? Miles Bridges, Michigan State, sophomore. Very good, very long, 6'7", athletic combo forward, built like an NBA player. Wendell Carter, Duke, freshman, power forward. Again, one of those young kids at Duke that kind of does a little bit of everything. You saw Trae Young yesterday for Oklahoma losing 28 points in the loss. I'm not huge on Trae Young. He's really slender, really slight. I know he's got a natural scoring knack. I wonder about that against bigger, thicker guards in the NBA. Colin Sexton, Alabama, very good NBA prospect, potentially a top five or top 10 pick. Mo Bamba, just talked about him. His brother gave us Little Wet, Little Drippy.
I'm a little wet, little drippy.
Big man, power forward, double digit points and rebounds for Texas. He'll play today against Nevada in the 7-10 matchup. Also averaging nearly 4 blocks a game. Could be a glass cleaner in the NBA. We just saw DeAndre Ayton, the way that he exited. Yikes. Sean Miller already doing damage control on him, saying it wasn't his fault. Kind of like Robin Williams in Good Will Hunting. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. We're in this together. But the best player in the tournament right now for the NBA is Marvin Bagley III. This dude at Duke does everything well. I mean, sometimes his jumper is off, but boy, he's so athletic. He's so quick to the hole. He handles really well. He just glides. He's 6'11", is just a freshman, but averaged 21 points a game and 11 rebounds this year. Think about that. The kid's a freshman, averaged 21 and 11 in the ACC. He is phenomenal. Watching him in person up close from Media Row at the Barclays Center for the ACC tournament really gave me a new appreciation for watching him. I'd seen him on TV, obviously, on film throughout the year, but watching him in person, you go, boy, he just looks the part. Watch Marvin Bagley of Duke. You will not be disappointed. He is phenomenal. And Duke should have a pretty deep run in the NCAA tournament. It began with a win over Iona without breaking a sweat. Look who's back in the house. The legendary Hurricane Jen joining from the Capital Region of New York, listening on 104.9 of CBS Sports Radio. Good morning, Jen.
Hold on.
Are you telling me to hold on or somebody around you?
No. D.A., I would never tell you to hold on.
Oh, who are you telling to hold on?
Hold on, D.A. Oh, no, I would never tell you to hold on. I love you to death.
No, I thank you. I love you too, but who are you telling to hold on?
Oh, I'm just getting a lot of sports incoming. But you know what? My bracket was crushed.
Uh-oh.
Because Of course, I picked my Miami Hurricanes. And I'm not really good at basketball, but, you know, usually I pick the Siena State women in our region in Albany, upstate New York. But I chose Miami Hurricanes, so that bracket was crushed.
Okay, so let me just ask you, what women's team did you just talk about?
Siena.
So you usually pick the Siena women to the Final Four in the men's bracket.
I pick upstate, Albany. You know that. You know, that's my region.
I know, but Albany's not in the tournament.
Well, I don't know anything about basketball. That is why I picked Miami. I just, like, closed my eyes and Miami Hurricanes.
Why? What happened? So, why did you pick Miami? How did that just come into your mind?
What?
How did Miami just come into your mind?
Because it's Hurricanes.
Oh, Hurricane Jen!
Yes.
Oh,
how about that?
I get it. Okay, so you took the Hurricanes because your name is Hurricane Jen. I love it. That is fantastic. Who else did you have going to the Final Four?
God, I am not into basketball. You know this.
I know, but if you filled out a bracket, I'd like to know who else was in the Final Four.
It would probably be a Southern team.
Probably. So you don't remember who you picked to go to the Final Four?
Oh, gosh. D.A., you know I'm not into that. But you know what?
Well, you're
I just want to go to the New York Jets Nation, actually.
Jets Nation.
They tried really hard to get Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
Kurt Cousins.
Yeah, Kurt with a T.
Kurt Cousins. We tried hard, and we did not succeed. And he's going to the Vikings, and I wish him luck.
I need to know, what are you doing for St. Paddy's Day tomorrow?
Probably beating up somebody.
Why do you want to beat up somebody?
Probably beating up a man.
Okay. Well, like your boyfriend or your husband or...
No.
Rex Ryan?
I don't know.
See, this is a classic Hurricane Jen moment, or this is a maneuver you always pull. There's somebody in the background, usually the person that you're dating, and they usually are talking to you in one ear as you call up the show, and then you kind of act like they're not there, but you make kind of cute jokes about them, like, I'm going to beat up this man. I'm going to beat up somebody. I'm going to probably do something. This always is what you, and this is who you told to hang on when you first came on the phone with me.
Give me a break here. Hold on. Give me a break. Okay? I love the New York Jets. And we're all disappointed that we didn't get Kirk Cousins, but you know
what?
Yes.
Okay, well, have a great St. Paddy's Day, Hurricane Jen.
What?
That was right out of the Hurricane Jen playbook. She gets on the phone, she's already distracted by somebody else in the room, weaves quick hairpin turn from one sport to another sport, near a lot of laughing and giggling, nearly started crying, and then made a joke about the person in the room that she's going to beat him up.
Yes, and maybe my bar is set so low, but I will say this, we haven't heard from her in a while, sounded healthy.
Yeah.
You know, for her, I think she has her life together, for her.
What?
She once sent naughty pictures to Rex Ryan over Twitter. And the reason we know that is because she told us on the radio.
Oh, it was a fake Rex Ryan Twitter account.
Yeah, she got
that is right.
She got catfished by a fake Rex Ryan. All right. When we come back here on the show, we've got your sound check, your best audio of the day, including Sean McDonough opening up about being relieved of the Monday night football duties. Interesting audio. That's next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Open now for brunch.
Hi, how
good
are
morning.
You? Good morning.
Yes. Oh, God.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Remember, the best of the DA show is available on YouTube. Go to youtube.com/CBS Sports Radio, and you'll get the best of the DA there. Also, we upload clips every single day to Facebook, so become a friend of ours on Facebook, facebook.com/TheDA Show. Also, I've got koozies for you.
Yeah.
So make sure you're either a follower on Twitter or a friend on Facebook so that you can get the info for how I'm going to get the koozies to you. They are currently being produced. I'm very excited about this. We will have them by the end of the tournament, and then I will get them to you. DA Show koozies that read...
I'm a little wet, a little drippy.
Little wet, little drippy. They're perfect. So make sure you're either a follower on Twitter, DA on CBS, or a friend on Facebook, facebook.com/TheDA Show, and I'll put up the information for how you can get a koozie shortly. Daniel tweets, there is no way Hurricane Jen is a real person that acts this way. How much are y'all paying her? Is the how many beers ago drop the answer to the question, how many beers has Hurricane Jen had before she calls the show?
Hold on.
Daniel, that's all real. Hurricane Jen used to call us during our night show days. Not the overnights, the nights. And she became a regular caller and a regular listener. And we became pretty closely connected to Hurricane Jen. And we have spent some good time on the phone together through some ups and some downs. That's just the way it goes. And for Hurricane Jen, we nicknamed her Hurricane Jen because she blows in, rattles pots and pans of the walls, gets some high highs. She'll laugh in the middle of a call. Low lows will start crying in the middle of a call. And then by the end of the call, everything is good again.
I am not. It's a basketball. You know this.
Joe tweets, Hurricane Jen blew in at Cat 3 strength. Although hearing she got catfished by a fake Rex Ryan might be the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Hold on.
She told us she sent naughty pictures to Rex Ryan. And then she sent us the account. And we had to tell her, no, that's not the real Rex Ryan.
I would never tell you to hold on. I love you to death.
John in NYC tweets, epic fail material courtesy of Hurricane Jen today. You know the show too well.
I am the epic fail.
Kurt, cousins.
Kurt. Joe tweets, what was Hurricane Jen's BAC this morning?
What?
Over the legal limit.
DA, you know I'm not into that.
Youngstown Browns backers tweets, DA, what in the world are we listening to? Oh, that's just Hurricane Jen, a living legend here on the DA show.
I am not. It's a basketball. You know this.
Toronto Brent tweets, DA, who is this lady and how can I become her friend? What's her Twitter handle? I've unfortunately had to mute her. I hope she does come after me like Amy did.
At Jenny Sue NY. She's all yours.
Hold on.
She just came at me too hot a couple of times, just incessant tweeting, and I just said, this is half my timeline is Jen, and I just can't have this.
She's also now retweeting everybody that's mentioned her on the show, so she's really basking in the glory on this Friday morning.
March Madness is here. Tune in all week to TBS, CBS, TNT, and True TV. On the go with March Madness Live or listen on Westwood One. We'll have Steve Lavin, Turner sports analyst, join us coming up here. He called games yesterday on the day one of the NCAA tournament. He'll join us coming up at 20 minutes past the hour. Also, in about 20 minutes, we'll go inside Simeon High School's magic moment yesterday. How about not one but two buzzer beaters from the same high school in the NCAA tournament? But first, your best audio of the day.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
We start with Kirk Cousins at his introductory press conference in Minnesota.
Winning is what I said it would be all about, and it's true. I came here because of the chance to win. I felt like it was probably the best chance, and that's all that matters in this business. But more importantly than that, the chance to win comes from the fact that I believe in the leadership of this organization.
Kirk Cousins.
A lot of pressure on Kirk Cousins right now. If they don't get to a Super Bowl, it looks like he's the problem because they got to the NFC Championship game without him. I'm excited, though, to see what he can do on a good team. I have never been the biggest Kirk Cousins fan, but I do want to see what he can do at the next level with a team that's got a strong defense, good coach, healthy organization, good ground game, good weapons around him. The Minnesota Vikings are right now one of the most dangerous teams in football. It's been a long time since we could say that, but they are. Hell, it might be since 1998 when they were 15-1, since we were able to say they're one of the most dangerous teams in football. I suppose the Brett Favre, Adrian Peterson year they got to the NFC Championship game, 2009, but it's been a while. And now with the defense they have, pro bowlers at every level, good skill position guys, Thielen, Diggs, Rudolph, getting Dalvin Cook back, that should be a team that is a force to be reckoned with this season. No excuses. DeAndre Ayton gets unceremoniously dumped by Buffalo. The Arizona Wildcats, a 4 seed and a trendy pick for the Final Four, exited on the first day of the tournament. Here's the future lottery pick.
I just think it's the right thing to do. I think I'm ready for the next level, and I just got to finish off school right.
It's great. DeAndre Ayton, I mean, it was like the body's still warm on the exit, on the loss, on the upset. He's like, and I'm going to the NBA. Just want to let everybody know. Okay, see you. Heck, DeAndre Ayton was probably thinking about going to the NBA about a month and a half ago. Once that whole story broke about $100,000 and Sean Miller and the FBI probe, DeAndre Ayton was like, okay, we're done here. Man, did that Arizona team look like they had no interest in being there yesterday? It was a close game of the half, and then in the second half, as Buffalo pulled away, Arizona acted as though they could not be bothered. Get me out of here. That was one of the more embarrassing performances ever by a 4 seed. That was a team that acted as though they didn't want to be there. And oh, by the way, the Pac-12, how embarrassing. They don't have a team left in the tournament. We had 1 day of games. They're all done. Arizona was the only team in the field of 64 out of the Pac-12. The other two teams were bounced on first four on Tuesday and Wednesday. And finally, Sean McDonough was on WEEI in the Kirk and Callahan show in the morning, talking about leaving Monday Night Football.
No, I say that after a lot of reflection and mostly a lot of belief that ultimately what is the most important thing in life is to be happy. As much as it was a great honor to be the voice of Monday Night Football, I think you guys know me well enough, and certainly a lot of my friends and family do, it wasn't a tremendous amount of fun the last 2 years. Generally, we get or got one of the worst NFL games each week, and you know, you're trying to make something sound interesting and exciting that isn't. You know, it was really geared around John Gruden, and that's not unusual. TV really is an analyst-driven medium. And, you know, John had a particular set of skills that he did really well. And it was just really football-heavy, X&O-heavy. And I think most play-by-play guys, all play-by-play guys, probably would have felt like a bit of a bystander. I actually called Mike Tirico once or twice and said, well, how did you deal with this? How did you find the time to tell a well-placed story with time to engage in conversation?
Very candid talk from Sean McDonough, and Sean is still employed by ESPN, by the way. And one of the greatest attributes he holds is a ruthless honesty. When officiating stinks, he calls it out. When concussions are a problem, he talks about them on broadcasts. When he's asked a question, he gives a direct answer. He said, calling Monday Night Football was an honor, but it wasn't very fun. And I think you could just tell from the rapport that he and Gruden had on the air, it didn't necessarily work because Gruden was shticky and Sean will never be shticky. Sean is a broadcaster's broadcaster. In, out, play by play, description, score. He wants to talk about the game, and there is Gruden wanting to spout off the catchphrases, the cliches, that this is a real football player, Sean. And that's just not who McDonough works best with, which is interesting because it can work if there's a natural friendship between the two, because McDonough and Raftery are amazing together. And Raftery obviously is a shticky guy, but those two really love one another and respect one another. And so McDonough's play-by-play chops shine in football or basketball when the color guy really appreciates or respects him as the traffic cop. But Gruden did it because Gruden would go on and on and on about all the things he wanted to get on the table. Probably Monday Night Football executives were like, we need more Gruden. He's the star here. And it just became not a good combination. But, you know, what they should do is they should put Sean McDonough on the top college football game of the week. Chris Fowler is swimming outside of his depth. Fowler is not a great play-by-play guy, and he is calling the national championship game, the college football playoff, and the biggest game of the weekend, which is a sin because he's a studio guy. He got slightly better this past season, but he's not a play-by-play guy. And this is what ESPN has done. They have elevated anchors to play-by-play roles, and it's a different skill set. Just because Mike Tirico looks really good in a studio and is affable and smooth and polished and then goes out and calls an immaculate play-by-play game, there's only one Tirico. Other guys can't do it. Chris Fowler and Reese Davis are really good studio guys. They're not great play-by-play guys. Steve Levy is a very good studio guy, a sports interactor. He's not a great play-by-play guy. But ESPN thinks that it's all one and the same. And it's honestly, it's, to me, it's offensive as a broadcaster because I went through school and I went to journalism school and I called play-by-play for my student radio station and I worked my ass off at that craft and I know how hard those guys work. I know how hard it is to do play-by-play. I know how hard it is to perfect and polish that craft. McDonough has polished it. Make him the number one play-by-play guy. The guy called the World Series in his 20s for CBS. The guy was the voice of the Red Sox like 2 years out of college on television. The guy has called play-by-play the biggest events ever. Swap him out and give Fowler the second game. There's no reason for Fowler to be the number one voice on ESPN college football. None. That should be McDonough. And to me, it's just offensive that it's like, oh, well, you work for ESPN, so we'll just give you great ESPN play-by-play games. For Reese and for Fowler and for Levy, and they're all nice guys, but they just don't deserve those roles. They're studio guys. And that's your sound check. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Great news, quick way you could save money, switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Adriana tweets, and DA just tuned into the show and heard the voice of Mraz. Is he off probation? He is off DA show probation, yes. He was on probation Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I decided to relieve him of the probation yesterday. He got a couple of cuts in. Think he felt good about it. Specifically, his AJ McCarron take. He was a little cold coming off the bench, but came out, hit a couple of shots. He's off that probation. He's worked hard this week to get himself back in the good grace of the DA show. And so he's there. He's off probation here. Next week's PGP, though, he will still be suspended for. I will host side B of the PGP. So there's one more ground to cover for him to be 100% back in the good graces here. But at least on the show, because he did not belch on the show, but that was a carryover suspension.
You also said in the newsroom upon more of a tiff and extension of this, I said something you didn't like, and you said 2 more weeks off the PGP, like, you know, it was the Soup Nazi episode on Seinfeld.
I know. And I thought about that, and that was not right because that was the heat of the moment. I overreacted there. I was upset because you were, again, deflecting responsibility by saying, you know, James Ward actually should be suspended more than me because Ward forgot to get the podcast live after your final Sunday morning football. And you, I said, that's, again, deflecting responsibility. And you said, I'm just saying. It's not deflecting, I'm just saying. And I said, no, that's the literal definition of deflecting responsibility when you're blaming somebody else. But I thought it was too far, and so I take that back. I reserve judgment for a week from now, but next week's PGP should be your final probation suspension here on the show.
Coach, whatever punishment I got to pay, I'll pay it, and I'm just out here for the team.
How about that?
Dan tweets, hell to the yeah, little wet, little drippy koozies, legit.
I'm a little wet, little drippy.
Going to be rocking one of those during the summer with some cold beers.
How many beers ago? Probably 1,000.
Yeah, either this weekend or on Monday, I'll give you all the details and how you can get one of those if you are a follower on Twitter or a friend on Facebook. When we come back here on the show, one high school in Chicago had a magical tournament moment with not one, but two players hitting game winners in the NCAA tournament. Plus, Steve Lav and Turner Sports will join us next hour, and it's a Target Demo Friday. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.